Groaning.
Thank you, Morgan. You're reading the script, that's cheating. So whenever Morgan says groaning or groaner, we need to groan. Can I hear a groan? Oh my gosh. You sound like a room of zombies, don't they? Nice zombies though, you know. So that's groan. If Morgan says storm, I need you to make a storm sound and kind of sway from side to side. Okay, I'm not sure we quite got that. So when we say storm, you need to sway as though you're in a storm. Even the men in the room, come on. And since when is a storm so cheerful, going whoosh? I want a scary storm. I want to be scared. Come on, storm. Yes. Dynamite. I like it. Okay. So we've done groaning, we've done storm, and the last one, what's the last one?
Celebrate.
And what should we do for celebrate, Morgan?
Celebrate. Come on. Yeah?
Okay.
Right.
And as Morgan's reading out the story and we're doing it, Noah and myself are going to mess around with a variety of children's soft play things to accentuate the narrative. So, Morgan, please go for it.
So this is the story of Jonah. Jonah was a groaner. That's right, a groaner. So when God told him to go to Nineveh and tell the people who live there to change their evil ways, what did Jonah do? Jonah groaned. Not Nineveh, he groaned. Anywhere
but
Nineveh.
Stop smiling. You're supposed to be groaning. Come on.
Anywhere but Nineveh. The people who live there are our enemies. And when he had stopped groaning, Jonah bought himself a ticket. A ticket for a boat ride.
It's a boat. See?
A boat ride that would take him far away from Nineveh. God listened to Jonah groan. God watched him buy his ticket. But God still wanted Jonah to go to Nineveh. So when the boat reached the deepest part of the sea, God sent a storm. God, help us, cried a sailor. We're sinking. God, save us, cried another. We're tipping over. God must be very angry, cried the captain, with someone here on board. And what did Jonah do? Jonah groaned. It's me, Jonah groaned. I'm the one God's angry with. He told me to go to Nineveh, and here I am, sailing in the opposite direction. Throw me into the sea, and the storm will be over. God forgive us, cried the sailors as they tossed Jonah into the water. And almost at once, the sea grew calm.
Jonah, go into the middle.
Oh, dear, Jonah groaned. I'm sinking. Oh, no, Jonah groaned. I'm drowning. Oh, my, Jonah groaned. That's the biggest fish I've ever seen.
This is the fish. Get ready for this, guys. God sent a fish.
And before he could groan another groan, the fish opened its mouth and swallowed Jonah up.
Hey!
It was God who sent the fish to rescue Jonah and to give him time to think.
This is okay.
He had plenty to groan about, of course. The fish's slimy stomach, the seaweed, the smell. But Jonah was still alive, and that was something to celebrate. So Jonah stopped his groaning and said a prayer. I was sinking, Lord. I was drowning, but you saved me. So now I will celebrate, and I will do whatever you want. 3 days later, the fish spat Jonah up on a beach. And Jonah kept his promise. He went straight to Nineveh and told the people that God wanted them to change their evil ways. Which way is Nineveh?
Nineveh is this kind of area.
Okay.
In a minute, I'm going to need some strong people.
40 days is all you've got, he warned them. And if you haven't changed by then, God will destroy your city. The people of Nineveh listened. The people of Nineveh wept. Then the people of Nineveh changed. From the king right down to the poorest slave, they decided to do what was right, and they celebrated.
Morgan, I think we need to labor that a little bit more.
Oh, come on.
We do.
Celebrated. Come on, guys. Woo! And what did Jonah do? Jonah groaned. He sat himself down in the shadow of a tree, and he groaned.
Okay. And we have a tree. So if you want to sit down. Tim, could I please borrow? If you want to just... And Pete, if you could... if you could please just... On top of... I mean, it's kind of like a tree. Like a tree. You know trees. They're tall and... Oh, sorry. If you want to just kind of lift it up in the old air there. Part of the fun when it goes wrong. So, and then Jonah, you're in the shade of the tree. Yeah, there it is.
And he's groaning. I knew this would happen, he groaned. You're a loving God who loves to forgive, but I still don't like the people of Nineveh, and I wish they had been destroyed. Jonah fell asleep, groaning. And during the night, God sent a worm to kill the tree. Tree dies. Kill the tree.
Don't hit Emma, though. Just knock it over.
When Jonah awoke... when Jonah awoke, he groaned more than ever.
Stand up, then. Stand up. You're awake.
The tree is dead, he groaned.
He's dead.
And now I have no shade.
And I have no shade.
Oh, Jonah, God sighed. You cry about this tree, but you care nothing for the people of Nineveh. I want you to love them like I do. And finally, God added, I want you to stop your groaning. The end.
A round of applause. That was fantastic. Okay. And now for the sensible part of the morning. So what can we learn from Jonah? Jonah was a groaner. Jonah was a groaner. But God is a God of grace. God has small grace and big grace. Small grace in forgiving Jonah's sin of running away, and big grace in giving the people of Nineveh a second chance. Therefore, grace to supply all our needs. So in our week, in our family, in our workplace, there may be people who make us groan. I said, there may be people that make us groan. Yeah. And we have a choice if we want to show grace or to groan. So this week, when we get angry with someone, don't groan. Try not to. Try to take a step back. And be a bit like God in the narrative where we forgive and we show unconditional love. The second thing we can learn from this is that Jonah is scared. Jonah isn't apathetic to God's call. If he was, he'd just chill out. No, Jonah's terrified. What do we learn from that? Firstly, God is bigger than us, isn't he? Secondly, that when God calls you to do something, it might be scary. I can think of many times in my ministry over the years when I've had to do stuff that's really terrified me. But I've done it. The wonderful thing about Jonah and the people of Nineveh is that once Jonah obeys the call, the people change their wicked ways and they celebrate. You were with me there, Beryl. Beryl was with me. I said, they change their wicked ways and they celebrate. Yeah. So that is our final point, that actually God is a God who wants to save. God is not a God who wants to punish. He's a God who wants to save, who wants to forgive. And that carries on for us today in every nation and generation. That actually God wants to save. And in our town of Bromsgrove, I'm going to win. I've got a microphone. In our town of Bromsgrove, I think about all the people that we're reaching out to. I sat and counted. I reckon there are about 200 families each week through all our different efforts that we are reaching out to in the same way that Jonah reached out to the people of Nineveh. And so actually, we're already doing a lot of work. And I feel that especially on Wednesday and Friday morning as I set an alarm for 7 a.m. I'm not sure even God's awake at 7 a.m., you know. Some of you are like, phew, we wake up at 5:30. You do, I'm sorry. I follow, again, death stares. You know, and of those 200 people, wouldn't it be wonderful if even just 5% were able to know the transforming love of our Lord and to actually meet Jesus, so to speak? To meet Jesus of, and have his transforming word of light in their lives. And so I would like to encourage us to not just sit passively through the narrative of Jonah, but actually to pray and to start praying. Wouldn't it be wonderful if even 10 people came into our church family in the coming seasons? Of the 200 that we're working to reach out to and to bless their lives, wouldn't it be wonderful if just 10 came back to say thank you? And I would encourage you all, who's good at praying? Would you like to raise your hand? Who prays every day? Right up in the air so we can see, please. If you pray every day, I would encourage you to start praying. Because we're already doing the work, you know? We're already doing the work like Jonah. But please pray that we see fruit from that. That God's salvation begins to work in our community. And we've got a picture on the screen here. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And so I want to encourage you that all good things and all good works of God's hand start with prayer. There's that wonderful story about the old lady who pesters the judge in the New Testament. She keeps nagging him again and again. And eventually the judge kind of gives in. Not because he was a nice guy, but just because he wants to stop the nagging. How much more will a loving God listen to our prayers, right? How much quicker? So your prayers are right, are powerful and effective. And I think that's essentially what we want to take from the narrative of Jonah today. That we've got an opportunity to be like Jonah, okay? We don't need to be terrified and get swallowed by a giant circle. Actually, God is with us. We can talk, we can reach out, and most of all, I think we can pray. Because salvation belongs to our God, doesn't it? You know? Salvation is in his hands, and God can bring new folks into our loving family. I personally hope they're folks that can make cake. Should we stand together and celebrate that notion that salvation belongs to our God? And we'll sing that together. Can I have the band on stage, please?